Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of Christ, who died and was raised to the glory of God the Father, grace, mercy, and peace be with you.
And also with you.
We meet this evening to remember before God our late sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth, to renew our trust and confidence in Christ, and to pray that together we may be one in him, through whom we offer our prayers and praises to the Father. Very warm welcome to this time together. There have been so many events, so many opportunities, and there will be, of course, tomorrow to remember our late Queen, but it's good to be able to come together as a church family and wider community here in church this evening. At the end of the service, do please stay as long or as little as you'd like for just a time of vigil. If you'd like to light a candle, then you're very welcome to do so over here in the chapel, and just take a moment or two to pray there or sit wherever you wish around the building. As you'll see, this service flows through the booklet with instructions about when to sit and when to stand. Now we're going to hear some words spoken by Queen Elizabeth. Of course, she was Princess Elizabeth then, in a radio broadcast to the whole of the then British Empire from Cape Town on the occasion of her 21st birthday.
I can make my solemn act of dedication with the whole empire listening. I should like to make that dedication now. It is very simple. I declare before you all, that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong. But I shall not have the strength to carry out this resolution alone unless you join in with me, as I now invite you to do so. I know that your support will be unfailingly given. God help me to make good my vow, and God bless all of you who are willing to share in it.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, lover of souls. You uphold us in life and sustain us in death. To you be glory and praise forever. For the darkness of this age is passing away, as Christ, the bright and morning star, brings to his saints the light of life. As you give light to those in darkness who walk in the shadow of death, so remember in your kingdom your faithful servant Elizabeth, that death may be for her the gate to life and to unending fellowship with you, where with your saints you live and reign, one in the perfect union of love, now and forever. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us.
Thank you. prophecy of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because of the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the book of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're here to give thanks for a remarkable life. A life which Queen Elizabeth II seemed to live to its fullest, almost to its end. She welcomed or received the 15th Prime Minister of her reign to Balmoral on the 6th of September, in the 70th year of her reign, just 2 days before she died. It was, of course, in early June when we celebrated that reign and enjoyed a splendid party. Now, though, that reign is at an end, and our sense of loss is real. Since she died, many words have been spent, either in print or on television, words trying to capture what this moment in time means. Words that have looked back over her reign, recalling events large and small, the encounters she has had with so many, for she has been a constant through the chances and changes of so many of our lives. And whilst much of it is right and proper, I wonder what Her Majesty would have made of some of it. Because it seems to me that she was not a person for self-aggrandisement, but someone who knew that her life was God's. And so would, I think, hope the pattern of her life would lead people to contemplate the mystery of the God in whose image she was made. So it's good to remember her here in this holy place this evening, as she has been in churches and cathedrals all around the land and the world, and will be remembered, of course, tomorrow at Westminster Abbey, in the context of the faith she proclaimed and lived, a faith that invites us to hold our sadness alongside the hope we have in Jesus Christ. So tonight, then, we do three things. We acknowledge our sadness that the Queen who has reigned over us for so long has died. We give thanks for her life and reign, as I said at the beginning. But also, importantly, we celebrate our Christian hope. To help us do that, particularly with Her Majesty in mind, I want to reflect for a moment on a stained glass window in Westminster Abbey, designed by a famous Yorkshireman, David Hockney. If you don't know it, it's not a conventional stained glass window in many ways. There is nothing particularly Christian about it, at least in first glance. And it was commissioned as a celebration of her long reign and dedicated in 2018. I want to draw attention this evening to just part of it. For on the left of the window is a hawthorn in flower. It's being watered, the artist revealed, with what he says looks like champagne, to give it, as Hockney said, a celebratory feel. Now, whether you like the window or not, there is something for us here this evening. For though the hawthorn looks lovely in flower, those of you who have one to tend, as I do, will know it can be a prickly plant, perfect for boundary hedges. And here is a reflection in some sense on life, that though there is a flowering in life, there is a discomfort sometimes too. Something, of course, the Queen knew well, particularly since her beloved husband, Prince Philip, died. And yet then there is this champagne poured from on high, a celebratory drink, that in some way seems to speak to of our hope, that she who welcomed many to her table over the years enjoys the champagne of heaven. For the Queen embodied this hope by the way she lived. In her Christmas message of 2002, she said this: "I know just how much I rely on my own faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning, and I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God." These last years, her Christmas messages have, for me at least, been particularly memorable. The directness and the care taken over the words chosen, ringing true, and speaking in some way, I think, to all those who heard them. And her words at Easter in 2020, in the midst of the pandemic, were particularly resonant and filled with that resolute hope she lived. The discovery of the risen Christ on the first ever Easter day, she said, gave his followers new hope and fresh purpose, and we can all take heart from this. We know that coronavirus will not overcome us. As dark as death can be, particularly for those suffering with grief, light and life are greater. Then, as she so often did, our Queen, in a way that no other public figure could, gave us hope. In her last Christmas message, which seems apt for us to hear again, she said this: "Life, of course, consists of final partings as well as first meetings. And as much as I and my family miss him, Prince Philip, of course, I know he would want us to enjoy Christmas." So for us, whilst there will be tears tomorrow, there will at least in my house, it is a final parting. And though enjoy is not really the right word for a funeral, the tone of our farewell must embrace thanksgiving for a remarkable life, well lived, rooted in the Christian faith. A life that, though it knew sadness and loss, the thorns, knew far more about joy and thanksgiving, the blossom of the hawthorn and the champagne. The King has spoken of her as an inspiration and example, as being a person who had the unerring ability to see the best in people with that twinkle in her eye and that deeply attractive smile. Each of us will have our own memories of her. We bring them here this evening with thankful hearts for a life well lived. And perhaps take this moment to commit ourselves, each in our own small way, to follow her example of duty and service. And join our prayers of commendation to God's care tonight with so many others, trusting as she did in the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, the one who was for her her inspiration and her anchor. And we pray that he might also be that for us too. I close by using some of the King's words when he spoke for us all, when he said, "Thank you. Thank you for your love and devotion. And may flights of angels sing thee to thy rest." Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and there shall no torment touch them. You, Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Merciful Father and Lord of all life, we praise you that we are made in your image and reflect your truth and light. We thank you for the life of our late Sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth, for the love she received from you and showed among us. Above all, we rejoice at your gracious promise to all your servants, living and departed, that we shall rise again at the coming of Christ. And we ask that in due time we may share with your servant Elizabeth that clearer vision promised to us in the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Eternal God, our Maker and Redeemer, grant us, with your servant Queen Elizabeth and all the faithful departed, the sure benefits of your Son's saving passion and glorious resurrection, that in the last day, when you gather up all things in Christ, we may with them enjoy the fullness of your promises. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, Father of all mercies and giver of all comfort, deal graciously, we pray, with all who mourn, the members of the royal family, this nation and all the nations of the Commonwealth, that casting all our care on you, we may know the consolation of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
us remain standing and keep silence together as we prepare to commend our late Sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth to God's care and bring before God our own thoughts and prayers at this time. Into your hands, O Father and Lord, we commend your servant, our late Sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth. Enlighten her with your holy grace, and suffer her never to be separated from you, O Lord in Trinity, God everlasting. Amen. God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the King, the Commonwealth, and all humankind, peace and concord, and to us and all his servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.